For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Have you been Googling Virginia line of succession? If so, you're not the only one, as Attorney General Mark Herring completes the trifecta of statewide elected officials embroiled in scandal. We have reports from the Capitol. We also have a look at new legislation on young people buying tobacco and UVA's research into fixing broken kidneys. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, February 7th. The news that Attorney General Mark Herring appeared in blackface as a college student was the latest stunner at a Capitol that now has three major scandals surrounding all three statewide officials. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports on reaction from lawmakers in Richmond and on Virginia's line of succession.
In the moments after Attorney General Mark Herring issued a statement acknowledging he had appeared in blackface as part of a costume when he was in college, lawmakers seemed stunned into silence. When asked about the reaction, lawmakers said no comment or waved their hands in a microphone or even turned and walked away.
Do you have any reaction to the Attorney General's statement?
Prayer.
Prayer. That's the response of Delegate Lamont Bagby, head of the Legislative Black Caucus. For now, that's the only response from the caucus, a key part of the Democratic Party, and lawmakers who are likely to take the lead in reacting to the latest blackface controversy. Delegate Skylar Van Valkenburg says Herring's statement was walking a fine line between admitting that he made a mistake and asking for forgiveness.
Blackface is always wrong. It's always needs to be condemned. Looking at the Attorney General's statement, it seemed like he acknowledged that and he understands the pain he's caused.
Democrats have a difficult political calculus. If they force out the governor and the lieutenant governor and the attorney general, Republican Kirk Cox would end up as acting governor. Article 5, Section 16 of the Virginia Constitution is titled Succession to the Office of Governor. It says that if the office of governor becomes vacant, it's filled by the lieutenant governor, then the attorney general, then the speaker of the House. Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says the threat of Republican Speaker Kirk Cox somehow becoming acting governor is looming over this three-ring circus.
That may change the calculations of Democrats, and it, oddly enough, may strengthen the hand of the governor in terms of staying in office, because Democrats may not be willing to have all three offices vacant so that Republicans fill the void.
Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington agrees that the latest scandal surrounding Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax and Attorney General Mark Herring might actually be good for Governor Ralph Northam.
That's why I tend to think the pressure on Northam to leave office is dramatically reduced in the wake of these latest subsequent scandals.
After the Speaker, the line of succession in the Constitution gets a little murkier. The House gets to appoint someone to be acting governor. Or, in a doomsday scenario, if the House can't meet, the President pro temp of the Senate or the Senate Majority Leader can step in. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
Meanwhile, with allegations of racism swirling around the Virginia State House, a sergeant with the Capitol Police has now been accused of having ties to a white nationalist organization. WCVE's Roberto Roldan has more.
Local activists have published social media posts by Sergeant Robert Stamm showing the officer with tattoos and flags associated with white nationalism. Stamm's profile picture on Facebook also contained the logo of the Asatru Folk Assembly, an organization that the Southern Poverty Law Center identifies as a hate group. The Capitol Police released a statement this morning saying Stamm has been placed on paid administrative leave pending an investigation. They wouldn't say if the investigation is connected to the posts, but the department's social media policy prohibits officers from using their personal social media accounts to make racially insensitive comments. Roberto Roldan, Capitol Square.
The Virginia House of Delegates passed a bill that would raise the minimum age to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. A similar bill passed the Senate last week. House Speaker Kirk Cox says the bills, which apply to traditional and electronic cigarettes, can help stem an epidemic of teen vaping. But Brian Donahue with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network says his organization is opposed to the bills because they do not give law enforcement the ability to fine the people selling the products.
Currently, there is a law on the books that does everything that this new law will do, only up to 18. And if there's obviously an epidemic in junior high and high school, it's not working.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 20% of high school seniors reported using e-cigarettes in 2018. The bills to raise the age for buying tobacco products have the backing of tobacco manufacturer Altria. The completion of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline has been delayed, increasing its costs by up to $3 billion. The Fayetteville Observer reports that Atlantic Coast Pipeline LLC announced on Friday that the 600-mile pipeline is not expected to be in full service until 2021, 2 years after the originally proposed completion date. The pipeline, which would transport natural gas through West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina, was initially projected to cost between $4.5 and $5 billion. And now the company projects a total cost of $7 to $7.5 billion. A spokesperson for pipeline partner Dominion Energy blames delays for the cost increases. Some work was suspended last year over questions related to a national permit, while residents and environmental groups have sued to stop the project. Finally today, the Centers for Disease Control say that 30 million Americans are estimated to have chronic kidney disease, which can trigger heart disease, strokes, and other serious health consequences. But researchers at the University of Virginia are seeking ways to help kidneys repair themselves. Charles Fishburne from Partner Station WCVE reports.
Working with mice, scientists seeking to regrow damaged kidneys have discovered blocked kidneys can repair themselves after the obstruction is removed.
We found that the kidney vasculature has a great capacity to regenerate.
Dr. Sequeira Lopez of the Child Research Center and her colleagues are looking for ways to speed surgical intervention after the birth of babies with damaged kidneys. They say if they knew exactly how kidney obstruction causes damage, they could better position doctors to combat it.
So that we will have alternative therapies for people that really need them.
Ultimately, she says, the same therapeutic techniques can help both babies and adults with kidney disease. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Thursday.